Hello, welcome to the Pen to Paper podcast. I'm your host, Kylie Geyer, also known as the Professional Intern. I'm so excited for you all to be listening to this. If you couldn't tell, this is our first episode ever, and it's only going to get better every single week, but I'm so excited you're here with me. We're about to be on a crazy journey together through this podcast. So let's get right to it. A little bit about me. As I said, Kylie Geyer, I've been interning right now with the same company for about a year and a half. I've been an intern for about 2.5 years so far, so I know a little bit of what goes into it, and I will be graduating from college in May. It's crazy, I know. Don't want to jinx it. Knock on wood if you believe in that. Pray for me. We're gonna do it. Just kidding. I'm really excited about it. And so, while we get started into this podcast, I want to tell you a little bit what it's about because we're about to head on this crazy road together. So, it's called the Pen to Paper Podcast because it's a lot about interning and my experiences thus far with internships. We're going to have some intense interviews with people in all different industries. I'm kind of, you know, the catalyst and the medium for how we're going to all learn this information on how to be the best interns, how to be the best also young professionals in general. And I want to be very honest with you guys this whole time because then we can learn the most from each other. And that's why I'm really excited about this. So the reason that I'm making this podcast is because I've gotten a lot of questions just from peers, fellow interns in the industry, just how do you succeed as an intern? Thus far, I've been very successful while interning and such, and I'll get into doing the best work, making the best relationships with people. I'll help you out with some sticky situations that can come up, and yeah, this is really just for all of us together, and I won't be able to do this without you guys, so it's going to be an experience that we're all coming onto together. So make sure you're subscribed because we have some amazing guests coming in from all different industries. I'm going to talk to people in entertainment, people in realty, people in the arts world. It's going to be crazy. And anytime you guys want to hear from someone specific, you just let me know. I'll tell you guys how to contact me at the end. But pause it right now. Make sure you're subscribed because there's some crazy stuff coming up. So today, because it's the first episode, we do want to get into this podcast and give you guys what I call a tidbit. Sometimes these will be more in-depth pieces of advice, but today just a tidbit. So something we can talk about that might seem small is delivering mail. Lots and lots of jobs have you delivering mail, whether it's a big company, a small company. It seems tedious and like busy work and irrelevant, but honestly, I think it's been one of the most important parts of my interning experience. And I know this sounds silly, but because when you're delivering mail, one, you're psychologically, you're giving people something that they want, so they in turn will like you. But I've noticed just from others delivering mail, me delivering mail as part of an internship, some people just go and they hand it to people. They're afraid of them. You're honestly probably going to deliver mail to very important people or their assistants, which are also very important people to know. And when you're delivering them their mail, especially if it's once a week, a couple times a week, every day even, they're going to see your face. You want them to know your name. You want them to, every time they see you, be like, oh, hey, Kylie. Oh, hey, so-and-so. What's up? How's it going? So good to see you. Like, you want, for every time you give them that mail, you guys are having a positive interaction and smiling. And honestly, I've loved it because it's how I've gotten to know so many people that now people who are even full-time employees will come to me and be like, hey, do you know where this person sits? Or hey, can you introduce me to this person? And it's because I've been doing the mail. So just a tidbit to start us off on the first episode. Don't take it for granted and kind of make the most of that experience in that task. And with that said, what this portion now of the podcast will be, how I'll end it every week, is I'm going to answer y'all's questions. I don't know why I just said y'all. I'm not from the South, but I'm going to be answering your questions because, as I said, we're all in this together, my people. So for this first episode, I reached out to some of my peers, and one of my good friends, Emma, she sent me a question that I think will be helpful to us all. So let me read it to you. Hey Kylie, right now I'm working for a big company and want to know how to become more than just a face that goes in and out of the company like all the other interns prior. Awesome. Love you, Emma. You're the best. But this is a great question because especially these big companies that people want to intern for, it gets scary when you think, well, if I want to get a job here, whatever, whatever, I don't want to just be, they see hundreds of people all the time, like, people aren't going to stop and talk to me because I'm an intern. You're right, they're not, because they see so many people that, you know, they don't, it might be like, well, why should I form a relationship with this person if I'm just going to be in and out? But the truth is, that's where you can step up, and that's why we'll get, I actually have this plan to talk about in a later episode, so make sure you're subscribed and you'll hear that. But a little bit to get into right now to answer this question, I made it, from my experiences, a priority to every single day, especially at the beginning, talk to one person I didn't know and say hi, whether it's in a kitchen or a bathroom or whatever common space that people share and you're not just at your desk. Make sure to meet someone new. Maybe if you're too afraid, not every day, maybe do it every week or every other day that you're there. And talk to someone new, because that's how you build relationships with people, and you say hi and you get to know each other. And they don't know you're an intern and you're just a new face, but they remember the people who are friendly, and that's how you'll succeed. So thank you for the question. If you want to hear your question answered and a shout out, you can tweet me or message me on Instagram. Both of them, the handle is at Kylie Gayer, KYLIEGAYER. We'll get into it. We'll answer your questions. Hopefully, I'm going to have an email address that you can send your questions into soon. But in the meantime, tweet me, DM me. Once again, that's at Kylie Gayer, KYLIEGAYER. We'll get to your questions. I'm so pumped. This was the first episode. So much more to come. It's going to be so good. I'm genuinely so excited. So make sure you subscribe to the Pen to Paper podcast, and I will see y'all next week. Let's get to it.